special in-studio guest from Made in PGH. The woman behind it is Channing Powell, one of our former teammates. We'll say that, Channing.
That's right. Good morning.
Fresh off our Hometown Heroes event on Tuesday. Thank you and your folks for coming. Always an inspirational night to meet people that are doing such great things in our community.
Absolutely, Larry. I want to congratulate you on such a fantastic, wonderful evening for Hometown Heroes. And, you know, thank you for putting on that kind of event each year. It's so special and thoughtful, and it allows us to celebrate for an evening the good that's going on in our local communities. And I just thank you for highlighting that.
Well,
and
I appreciate that.
Yes.
As you know, a good team effort here, and it's something I look forward to every year. And I've met over the years some amazing people and have remained friends and stay in touch. And one note, one of our Hometown Heroes, Clarence McAllister, who was that individual, a deacon in the church, Jesus' dwelling place in North Braddock with Pastor Germany, that I know a lot of people saw the footage of when a gunman came in and he was going to shoot the pastor, the gun jammed, and Clarence jumped into action and really saved the pastor and then held him at bay for 30 minutes till the police could get there. Unfortunately, he had a medical situation in the room, but he's doing well. I talked to him and his wife yesterday. He's very grateful for everyone's thoughts and prayers. So,
oh, great.
Clarence, if you're listening, thank you. And we will get together and we'll finish that meal.
Let's do that, Clarence. We're all rooting for you and so grateful for his bravery that day.
All right. Made in PGH. You've been doing this now how long?
For about 3 years now. Their Made in PGH, I believe, began around 2018-ish. And we have grown it to what it is today. We have almost 60,000 followers. We genuinely enjoy being a resource for the Pittsburgh community to see what's going on in Pittsburgh, see what new businesses are out there or Pittsburgh staples. And we love being that resource to navigate the city and support local businesses.
And I love the fact we also, you know, we're always looking for things to do. This is a great month because there's so much going on. And kind of the bookend of the weekend is Billie Eilish at PPG Paints Arena. She's been a music phenomenon, Grammy Award winner, and that'll cap the weekend. We got the parade tomorrow in Bloomfield for Columbus Day weekend.
Right.
A lot of people have a three-day weekend.
That's right. Do you?
No.
Larry's never off.
No.
That's
well,
the
occasionally, but not this Monday. You got Fort Ligonier Day. So what do you have on your radar,
yes,
Ms. Made in PGH?
So we are hosting yet another one of our famous Best Bites events. We love to bring it to different neighborhoods, so we switch it up all the time, and we are bringing it to Lawrenceville next Saturday, the 19th, from noon to 4. And Best Bites is our self-guided foodie tour. So those foodies out there that love food and want to try different restaurants, we have an event that you could do that all in one day from noon to 4. It's self-guided. You receive your map and lanyard, and then you go along, in this case, it'll be right along Butler Street with a curated list of 20 food and drink stops, including restaurants, breweries, bakeries, and we have a couple stops within Lawrence Hall, which is, it opened earlier this year. It's a food hall, so that'll be great. There's Cuddy's Soul Food, Leona's Ice Cream, Toma, Mi Empanada, La Gourmandine, which is an outstanding French bakery, Burgers Brewing, and so many more.
And that's right there on Butler Street.
Right.
And if you haven't been to Lawrenceville for a while, it's amazing because it continues to reinvent itself.
It does.
There is one restaurant there that I was introduced to a couple of years ago, Pussity's Garden.
And, it's incredible.
You know, you just, it's along Butler Street, and then it doesn't look like much from the outside, but once you go in, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's this tremendous space and the food is off the chart.
It is. And it's really hard to get a reservation.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard, but what an incredible restaurant. And yeah, there's so much in Lawrenceville to discover. Like you said, it keeps reinventing itself. So there's all kind of new restaurants that are emerging. And with this event, you don't need a reservation. You get to just try these different, sample all these different restaurants that maybe you haven't discovered yet. And I believe our tickets are almost sold out. So if you happen to miss tickets to this one, don't worry, because we may be doing our next one downtown. Don't tell anybody. But that's coming up. That's coming up. We're hoping by the end of this year. So we're closing out this year. And stay updated. Visit maidenpgh.com and subscribe to our newsletter on the screen, on the pop-up at the bottom of the screen. And when you subscribe to our newsletter, you're getting nothing annoying, just one weekly newsletter.
You're not going to give us annoying notifications? Only,
well, I'll do that for you, Larry, because, you know, I just like to annoy you. But but no, you get one email per week, and it's a weekly recap of what's going to happen the upcoming weekend or what you missed the weekend before, and you get to be updated on our next Best Bites event.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events, including their big wine event this weekend at Rivers Casino.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there. They have such great vendors setting up, and it's such a awesome evening of sampling all the different spirits. It's a fun night. My mom and I are going to attend.
Yeah, I always wondered if you go to a wine tasting event and they say, oh, hundreds of wines available, and then you're thinking, okay, I better have a designated driver.
Am I walking out of here or getting wheeled out?
You'll hear me in there saying, out. Welcome to Rivers Casino. Yeah.
That'll bring me back.
You can't escape. All right, Channing. Check out Made in PGH. Channing Powell is the woman behind it. And again, thank you for being a hometown hero visitor. We had a great night Tuesday.
And absolutely.
Always good to see you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Larry. You too.